Schneer dictating a preimposed bronchodilator spirometry on John Shaw. This goes to Dr. Vaughan. On 12-1-22, Mr. Shaw performed preimposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was a severe impairment of flow rates, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 7-27-22. There's been no change, period, of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Michelle Foltz, F-O-L-T-Z. On 12-1-22, Mrs. Foltz performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 302 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alice Neitzey, N-E-I-T-Z-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 12-1-22, Mrs. Neitzey performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-24-22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression. Minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction or without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Elizabeth Phillips. This goes to Dr. Vaughan. On 12-1-22, Mrs. Phillips performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 261 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. Of paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Douglas Elznick, E-L-Z-N-I-C. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 12-1-22, Mr. Elznick performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, your room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 268 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%, period. Of paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Carl Owens. This goes to the VA. On 12-1-22, Mr. Owens performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient, however, with a severe impairment in flow rates, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-24-22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jessica Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 426 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 99%, period. She did complain of feeling somewhat short of breath and had an ache in her upper left chest, period. Blood pressure was normal. Pulse rate increased to 136, period. No paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Gannon. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 12-1-22, Mr. Gannon performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Optimal effort is questioned, as evidenced by his extremely low peak flow rate, period. After bronchodilators, there was either normalization of airflow or an improved effort, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-17-22, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. A paragraph impression, normal study with poor effort prior to bronchodilators. Thank you.